Some of us are outwardly successful, but inwardly feel unhappy and living a life lacking in purpose and meaning. The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer can help you discover what's important to you and how to go for it. For more information or to purchase the book, visit carlgreer.com. That's CarlGreer.com. Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance. I'm Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Om Time Radio. So excited. I have so many of you waiting to talk to me tonight, and I'll get to the phone calls in a second. So I want you guys to hold on the line, and especially Rosemary. She's been waiting for a long time. And then Helena, Cornelia, Catherine, Dan, a lot of people tonight. So hold on the line, and I'll be back in a minute. Let me just introduce the topic. Every night on Home Time, I'm trying to come up with something new, something interesting, something that can help you have a different approach to your problems. Talking about problems, you're probably going to tell me, well, no one can solve my problems. And it's true, you can solve your own problems, but it depends on what set of laws you are following. Do you listen to the divine laws, or are you guided by man-made laws? If you living life according to man-made laws, like majority of the people, then you are having problems because you experience suffering, living with illnesses and frustrated to the point that you're constantly arguing with the people around you because you're actually following the wrong set of laws. We are meant to live joyful lives. We are meant to live in peace. We're not meant to live in suffering. And many of our problems actually come from the system of society, in the system that is unfair, inefficient, and designed to keep us in never-ending cycle of stress and pain. So how can we escape the system? You're going to say, well, there's no escape from the system. How can we finally put an end to suffering and live the happy lives and rewarding lives that we're actually meant to be? Believe it or not, we escaped the system through centuries of evolution, and we're about to escape the system again because we will have to. Because the way where we are right now, the system, the set of laws, the man-made laws are not valid anymore. So anytime we reach a point in our man-made laws are not working, then we need to change them. So that means breaking through the system. And my philosophy is that it's always okay to invite the world beyond the physics, the so-called metaphysical world, the world of the divine into our life. That's why we go to church. That's why we go to synagogue. That's why we pray to God. That's why we demand and ask and beg for help. And this is the way, you know, by introducing the divine, we just watch the divine works its magic. So we begin to see our problem through a new lens when we do that. And you might be stuck in a problem, and I know all of you calling me, you do have a problem. And majority, Almost every one of us has a problem. And you might be focusing on your issues so much that you fail to see beyond your issues. You fail to envision a resolution. You fail to understand the greater meaning of your problem. So handling your problem, you know, is not always very easy. And handling your problem by giving them to the divine and allowing a higher dimension, you know, to take over, like we used to say, okay, let go and let God. Because you give yourself a brand new perspective of everything you experience. Exactly what the world is going right now. We don't let God intervene. We don't let the divine. We just force ourselves to resolve what we actually created. So who did this to us? Did God create the problem that we're going? No, this is man-made. This is man-made. So it's a suffering created by us, and politics got involved, and the government got involved, and that's why it became so messy. But we are having a chance, you know, to release, you know, all of this and bring the divine. And I'm sure, you know, that we're all familiar with the concept of faith, but faith is simply believing in the power of something that is our saving grace, that is the world beyond the physics, the metaphysical world, because the metaphysical world works actually hand in hand with the faith. It includes everything beyond the world of the sensory, the cognitive world, the five senses world. It includes the ancient wisdom. It includes the arts of, you know, divination, astrology, even numerology. It includes eternal principle. It includes everything that has to do with true peace and fulfillment. And with the divine, the perfection of the universe, God, the way that exists in so many definitions, so many forms. And I'm going to go and tell you a little bit about the divine world, how it functions. It's so fascinating how amazing the divine world is and how it functions. And which principles we should apply in our life if we want to infuse our existence with the world of God. And I also want to take your calls because it's so important. I have so many of you, and I want to give all of you a possibility to discuss what matters for you most. And before I do that, in a minute, I want to go through my newest book, because I want all of you to have a chance to get to know my new book and probably get a chance to get my new book. Is in Kindle everywhere, is in two formats, is in paperback and is in hardcover. You can find it at Barnes & Noble and every bookstore. But get this book if you say, well, I'm struggling in my life with myself and the people in my life. And it's all about commitment, a problem that people have in relationships. And commitment is why we cannot attach. We're not happy in our families. And we struggle in love because we don't know how to handle love and what love is all about. So commitment is something we need to reevaluate. So that's why I decided to do this book. And the first part of the book, you re-examine, you know, the beliefs that you hold about commitment, and you learn how to clear those karmic patterns that are passed down to you in healing emotional trauma, and you liberate from people, places that no longer serve you, and you develop an unshakable sense of self-worth, and that you give love not just to another person, but to the right person, to the right partner. Because this is the whole thing, finding the right partner. And here it comes, the second part of the book, in which you learn to identify something that is called archetype. The word archetype goes back to Plato, over 2,000 years ago, to the time of the golden era of Greece. Because an archetype is shows your strength, your weaknesses, your mindset, your inclination, your capacity of commitment. So, and it also determines it helps you determine your love archetype. So you actually learn who you are in terms of what kind of an archetype you are, what archetype is your partner. And it helps you, it shows you whether you are or not a match for your partner when it comes to the psychology of archetypes. So it's a psychological book that helps you identify if the person in your life is definitely good for you or it's not. So the goal of my book, Committed, is to help you find and keep the love you deserve and make that love authentic and create the impassionate relationship that fills you with excitement every morning and puts your mind at ease at night. So I just summarize what my book is all about. And Committed is available, as I said, everywhere now. Everybody buys everything at Amazon nowadays. So let's give it to Amazon. The Go Barnes & Noble, every bookstore you're going to find Committed, Finding Love and Loyalty Through the Seven Archetypes. My book I wrote with my daughter, who's a professional writer, graduated college in creative writing, and she helped me structure the book, gave the book a beautiful, absolutely beautiful writing. So we combined two concepts, my generation, my daughter's generation, because the concept of commitment actually changed through generations. The way commitment was understood by my grandparents and my parents is way different by the way commitment is understood by a 20-year-old, a 30-year-old. So that's why I brought my 30-year-old daughter into the idea of the book. So later on during the show, I will try to present to you something that goes back to one of my books that I wrote around 10 years ago, probably even more, called The 11 Principles, when I wrote about the laws of the universe. And this book actually came before The Secret, and I actually show how the book, The Law of Attraction, works in perfect connection with all the other laws and doesn't work on its own alone. So how significant it is to know all of this. So, because if you want just the Law of Attraction to work alone, it just simply doesn't happen this way. So that's why a lot of people kind of got disappointed of the power of the Law of Attraction by not doing what was supposed to do for them. But I'm going to go and take your calls, and I'm going to go to Rosemary, who is patiently waiting for an hour. Hi, Rosemary. How are you, my
Hi,
dear
Karen.
Friend? Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely,
it's a very interesting
my
topic.
Rosemary. I love you.
I love you. It's such a great topic tonight, and I do believe in the mind-body connection. I know I've created some of my health concerns myself, and I try and manage those symptoms through many different modalities that you spoke of, like meditation, numerology, astrology.
Uh-huh.
But is there anything else that you could guide me on that I haven't tried?
Give me a hint about you said a physical problem. Did I got it right?
Yes, you did. Well, mostly some low level anxiety, but that
okay. Well,
I can
anxiety
work myself up.
Comes yeah. from the neurotransmitter, from those hormones that are called catecholamines in the brain, and when they mm-hmm. go out of balance, then we start to suffer. Severe forms of anxiety, and if not resolved, if not treated, which can be easily done with the natural stuff, and we don't even have some time to go on medication, but we can go to severe forms of anxiety that become clinical, like mm-hmm. every disease can go clinical, and we can end up by having panic disorder that are very, very disturbing and very debilitating. Have you ever had mm-hmm. panic disorders?
I've had a couple in my life. I'm 55
okay.
this year.
Panic disorders, when the norepinephrine, epinephrine, they go to the roof. And when they do that in the bloodstream, they make you feel like you are dying. So you mm-hmm. cannot breathe. Your heart rate goes to 100-something. You really feel like this is it. You're going to die. And a lot of people end up in the emergency room. But in fact, there's nothing wrong with their heart. There's nothing wrong with their lungs. There's nothing wrong physical, but everything has to do, as I said, with those neurotransmitters in the brain, that they release something in the bloodstream. So what I'm trying to say to you, you or your own problem can be resolved by taking natural stuff and by doing a neurotransmitter test, and I can help you get that done. And I can tell you what to take based on that test, and your anxiety is going to go away. Now, what helps your anxiety is definitely meditation. Why? Because it calms you down. It makes you slow down the release of the norepinephrine, for instance. You know, and immediately in that moment, you know, by meditation starts with breathing, you know, breathing in and out, and it's called mindful meditation. You take air in, you count up to five, you hold on the air and you breathe out. And you do this a number of times, and immediately your heart rate slows down. The release in the bloodstream of those catecholamine is regulated, you know. So that is very helpful. What can be very helpful is exercise. Exercise relieves the endorphins, and exercise also regulate the serotonin in the brain. And you know, when you suffer from a problem with your anxiety, if you go to a psychiatrist, he's going to give you what is called serotonin receptors. The serotonin receptors are nothing else than GABA, taurine, and L-theanine. These will regulate something in the brain. So immediately you feel better. But you don't want to take it in a chemical form. You want to take the natural product so that you don't have any side effects. So if you want more assistance on this chapter, I can help you a lot. So your anxiety will be completely resolved.
Wonderful. Okay. That helps. That answers my question tonight.
Yeah. I'm glad that you've been patiently waiting. I'm grateful that you've been patiently waiting. And I'm here to help you. And write me an email at Carmen Harawell, and I'll guide you through what you have to take. I can be your, be your doctor. I can help you with a prescription that we send to the insurance company, and you get reimbursed for the neurotransmitter test. I'll tell you, I'll interpret it for free, and we'll get to the bottom of it, and I'll help you never have anxiety again. How does it sound?
Oh my gosh, that sounds amazing.
I'm so glad.
Thank you so much.
I love you, my dear friend. Okay. Thank you for calling me. I'm so appreciative.
Thank you, Carmen.
Okay, my Rosemary. Bye-bye. I'm going to go to Helena in Connecticut. Hi, Helena, my dear friend.
Hi,
how are you?
Nice to hear you.
Oh, I love you. I miss you. How's everything with you?
I miss you, too. Well, it's been an interesting time. I'm certainly working on connecting more with my source, and I called in because I wondered what you might about where I am, where I'm going, and any.
I think a lot of good stuff is going on in your life. You know, I always feel, you know, your energy, and I have a sense that you are better than before. I don't know if you agree with me. Do you?
Yeah, I do, in an odd way. I mean, materially speaking, I mean, things are better, but not. I hope they'll get even better. But I do feel in myself.
If they better in your heart, if you feel more in control, your emotions are more stable. If you see the light, you know, if you see the chances in front of you, that's more significant than any than having, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands in your account. I know that matters, because having money somewhere always helps to make us sleep better on the pillow, because we know that, talking about man-made laws, we know our bills are covered. But having your peace of mind is very, very as powerful and probably 10 times more significant than anything else. But I feel you energetically way better. I feel you more in control. I feel that you have a lot of hopes. I don't know if you're writing a new book or getting a new project down the ground, but I feel all of that is about to happen. And also more support in your private life. Is that also happening?
Not at this point. know, but
well,
I mean,
that's happening. That's going to happen. Allow that to happen. Did you find a new place to live?
Well, for the time being, it's all right, but I'm trying. I don't feel that it's long term, so I'm working to get myself in a situation which I could.
Have you ever thought to really relocate from that state into the Florida state or into the North Carolina state, into a warmer weather?
Well, I've thought about it. I'm a little conflicted about that because I'd also like to be closer, not in the city, but closer to my family and friends mm-hmm. and, you know,
right.
and cultural activities and all that. So I'm
right,
still
right.
weighing all those things.
Have you ever thought at least to have a home here during the winter time? Like, you know, you can invest in an apartment here that is inexpensive and it would be your investment.
Well, if I
then
could
you
get
consider
to the point
for
of,
retirement, and you can actually, because prices in Florida go up and up by the minute.
Yeah, I mean, I feel I have to settle. I mean, I don't want to stay here long term. So, you know,
right.
at least if I find one home in a better situation. But, mm-hmm. you know, if I could have another place in Florida or somewhere warm, that would be nice. But I don't know if that will come immediately or what.
I feel you should think about it. So I'm planting this idea for you because you've been to my house and, you know, I just give you an example. My house quadrupled in price. So if you were supposed to buy a house years ago when you were in my house, your home would have went a lot in price. So the sooner you do this, the better. That is an investment. You cannot go wrong based on the circumstance of how much the money is changing in from now on to 29, you know, the change in the monetary mm-hmm. system is good to invest in something like this. Think about it.
Well,
but
everywhere.
Do you
but
have
right,
a specific
I mean,
question
at this moment,
me?
I can't buy anything. So, yeah, I'm just.
Well, you will. You will, and you don't need a lot to be able to buy something here still, you know, so it's possible.
Really? I mean, because I thought
yeah.
Florida was booming.
It is booming, but there are still places where you can still afford to buy something very, very reasonable. It still can be done. Probably in another year, it won't be possible.
Well, things will have to move fast.
Yeah,
Do you see that happening?
Good income coming your way. Do you work on a new project?
Well, I've been working on a project, a paying project, but I'm also, as you actually said, I'm trying to develop another book.
You are doing a new book, which is going
to
look great
too,
and be great.
You know, I'm trying to work on it to get a proposal out, but I'm have to work
you
on it.
You are doing,
between.
And the book will sell. All your books sold very well.
Well, they've sold. I mean, they're not on the New York Times bestseller list, but you know,
well,
they've
it's
sold.
Very hard to get on New York Times bestseller. It's not.
Right.
It's not the way it used to be.
No,
because
I know
people
that
people don't buy books the way they used to buy books, unfortunately.
But I mean, video. You know, if it could, this project could become a video of project of some sort, that was much more lucrative financially.
Lucrative,
than,
yeah.
Than books, generally.
I understand. I agree with you. Totally agree with you. Yeah.
So, anything else?
Specific question for me?
Well, I mean, I guess, I mean, is this book maybe. Is this something that could become a video project? And
yes, absolutely become a video project. And the idea is absolutely brilliant. Definitely brilliant
idea. All right. And the only thing you see in terms of moving is Florida at the moment?
No, what I see the project. I told you about the book, which is going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, there's another project coming your way that can be a video and can be something in the movie business that you are going to do. I still continue to see that the investment in a property, whatever that is a brilliant idea. And you might consider this in the next number of months. I see financially
okay.
you're doing better and also see something in your private life that you should look around. There's something there, another door opening to you. November, December till January, just pay attention. They'll be more confident. You're a very beautiful, talented, brilliant woman who deserves the best.
Oh, thank you, Carmen. I will try to, we'll I'll try to set a time to talk to you
yes,
more soon.
Anytime. Okay, my Helen.
Thank you so much.
And thank you so much for calling me. And I'm going to go to a short break, and then I'm going to talk to Cornelia, Catherine, and Dan from Chicago. So you guys hold on the line.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
And I'm back, and back to the phones. Because I have so many people. Hi, Cornelia, my dear from Canada. How are you, my love?
Hello, Carmen. Hello. And I want to, first of all, I want to apologize because you invited me around 3 weeks ago to follow you on Facebook, but I don't have Facebook. That's why I'm back here, and I'm happy to talk to you. How are you, Carmen?
Okay. How's everything with you?
Okay, Carmen, I would like you to tell me, yes, what do you see health-wise and financially for me?
Well, I think you need to decide on starting like a new work or going back to work. Are you still home, not working?
I'm home, Carmen, and I'm waiting for, somebody said that maybe they're going to need over there on customer service, but they are not sure yet, they are not decided, and I'm on the edge that I don't know to go for something else, but I don't even know exactly. Like, I'm a little bit in dark here. What do you see for me, Carmen?
Why? Why you're in the dark?
Because I would like to have a job now, and somebody told me that a little shop would need people, that I went there and they don't know, they are not decided what they need, how they need. I have the impression that maybe they don't even need. I don't know, I'm so lost here, like I don't know what's gonna happen.
No, you have to put yourself together, 'cause I feel you're just scared. And I see you working with somebody you have been working before, but you never thought of this person lately. So there is a new opportunity coming your way. So think of that. There's a lady, I think you've been working with her, and this is somebody you should contact. Somebody you had a previous experience. And she has like a place where you
it
can
is?
Go and work with her. Does this make sense or no?
Oh. Right now, I don't know, because this lady who I already contacted around 2 weeks ago, she doesn't belong to my past life. Like, it's somebody totally new. I never, it was the first time when I saw her.
This is a woman you've been working with before. Is a lighter hair woman. I have that's what comes in my mind.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know because this one who I
That's all I
contacted,
know.
it was the first time when I saw. Do you think I'm going to have other offers or from
Yeah,
my ex or
there's
previous
a
job
new
or
offer
I don't
coming
know
your
what.
way, and all I can tell that this is happening in a place where I think this person is somebody you knew before.
Okay.
So
And
your
how
list
long
of
this offer
people you've been
took?
working 2, 3 years ago.
Two,
I mean,
three
she's
years ago.
definitely 2, 3 years
Okay.
ago, she's definitely offering you a new opportunity.
Okay. Let's see. I don't know. And how long you like this offer? It comes in how
It can
long?
come in the next 2, 3 weeks. I see working somewhere by the end of November, December. You have to kind of
Okay.
reshape, rethink what you've been doing in the past and reconnect to the people you've been working before. Because I feel this is an opportunity that
Okay.
is kind of lost, but you can bring it back.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you so much. And health-wise, what do you see, Carmen? What do you think? Should I take the vaccine or no?
Take the vaccine, absolutely.
Because I'm not really happy to taking it. Like I don't really want to take this vaccine.
If you don't want to take it, it's your choice. It's your choice. If you say, I don't want to
If
take the
I would take
vaccine,
it, do you see me being okay? Or
you'll be
because I
very
told you
okay.
that I
Yeah, you'll
still
be
think that I
absolutely
have little
okay.
something with my heart, but nobody can find it.
If you don't have a serious health problem, then you should take the vaccine. Don't forget the vaccine has a protein in it that is a part of the virus that is introduced in the human body. So, of course, you will react. The body will react exactly like everybody reacts to the virus. But it's just a tiny, tiny bit of the virus introduced into your system. And some people react very badly to the virus. So if you think that you have a heart condition or you have something serious or you have an autoimmune disorder, you have something like that, then you have to think very, very serious about the vaccination. But between the two aspects, I mean, getting the COVID or getting the vaccine is better to get the vaccine than get COVID. So I should suggest for you to get
You
the
don't see
vaccine.
me happening something bad if I take this
No, nothing's
vaccine.
going to happen to you. No, you'll be perfectly fine. I just intuitively, I go by my
And what do
intuition.
you think, Carmen? My son has psoriasis. Can he take this vaccine?
That's an autoimmune. So yeah, he can take the vaccine, but he
Yeah,
has a
that's why I'm asking you.
compromised immune system, but he can take the vaccine.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you don't see
Absolutely.
happening no bad to him.
No.
Thank
No.
you so much, Carmen. I
Okay,
appreciate that
my
you took
dear.
my
I love
call,
you,
and I'm so
Cornelia.
sorry that I didn't follow you on Facebook, but
No
I don't
problem.
have
No.
Facebook, Carmen.
I understand. It's probably better. Hi, Catherine from Florida. How are you, my
Thank
dear
you.
Catherine? I love you.
Hi, Carmen.
Catherine?
How are you doing?
I'm okay, you?
Pretty good, thank you.
How can I help you?
Yeah, I just wanted kind of like a general reading, and also, yeah, my husband has some health issues, and I don't know what you see,
What kind
you
of a
know.
health problems your husband has?
He's very weak and lost a lot of weight, and we're not sure, but I just didn't
Well,
know what you
losing weight
saw
is
with
never a
that.
good sign, as you know very well.
Yeah.
So I want him to let's check, let's do a blood work, that let's do some tests and see what's going on.
Okay.
Has he seen his doctor lately?
Not recently, but yeah, no, he's gonna go and
He needs
just.
to. I don't think there's anything really serious, but The weakness also comes from not having the nutrients. You know, I don't think losing too much weight is never, it's always a sign of weakness.
Right.
So
right.
I want him to get better. Definitely want him to get better.
Okay. But you and don't really get better.
He will
serious.
Get better. I don't feel it's anything serious. I recommend him to take some vitamins, some stuff to, there's a B12, that I recommend that you take under the tongue, 5,000 units. You can take twice, three times a day. You know, that will give him a lot of energy and
okay.
boost his, there is a product that I recommend that is called food medicine. And usually you gain weight. It's called Pediapan. So send me an email. I'll send you more about this product that is very good because it helps people regain weight, and it is called food medicine because it has every nutrient that the body needs. Because when you lose weight, you lose iron, you lose a lot of minerals in the system. And I think
right,
he needs
right.
some supplements like this that are specially designed, and they're not medication, but and that's why they call food medicine. And something like this, your husband will benefit a lot.
Okay.
And
great.
I can give you all the details if you send me an email at Carmen Hara at AOL, but I don't think it's anything that serious with him. But we need to check. I also recommend the CT scan because I recommend this to people usually from time to time to check on all the organs. A CT scan shows if there is a malignancy, if there's a tumor, if there's something wrong inside the body. It's good to have those. It shows your lungs. It shows the function of the dimension of your heart, of your spleen, of the liver. It shows everything within you if it's okay or not. So it's a way, like in 3 minutes, to detect everything that's happening inside your body. So I
okay.
recommend that to your husband. If he has a doctor that he regularly goes to suggest something like this.
Okay.
Like a regular, right. like checking on everything.
Okay.
And of course, the blood work.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, we were going to have that done.
And
now,
he will be fine. I think he will get better. I feel he worries about something. He might also feel a little bit down.
Yes. Yeah. That's
because depression can also be a source of depression can be a source of lack of interest in everything, and sometimes we don't eat, we're not interested in food either.
Right, right. Yeah, no, that
so
definitely
I suspect that
him.
That can be a problem too, yeah.
Right, and the other quick question, we were thinking of moving at some point, maybe in the next year. Do you see that?
Opening what?
Coming up? No, we were thinking of moving probably within the year. So
that's a very good idea. I recommend the move.
Okay.
Move always brings a new energy, changes things around, gets you out of the comfort zone, but creates excitement.
Right, right.
And I think that you can restructure your finance. You can redefine your path. You can, you know, it's going to do a lot of good for you and him and for the family, for everybody around you.
Oh, that's great to hear.
Great,
you have
great
any
idea.
On that?
Just do it. Don't put it on hold. Just do it.
Do it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Mm. Okay. Thank you so much.
I love you, my Catherine. I'm going to go
too.
To Dan in Chicago. Hi, Dan.
Love you. Love the show. I'm just so glad to talk to you. It's been a while.
Of course. I'm excited to talk to you too.
Thank you. Thank you. It makes me feel good. I just started getting some ringing in my ear, like tinnitus. I set up an appointment to see the doctor next month. That
mm-hmm.
ear, nose, and throat. Do you think that's anything?
Not really. It can be the internal ear. I don't think there's anything else. And it can be, you can have a little bit of a water there or something. A little bit of a discomfort, it can go away on its own. How is your blood pressure, Dan?
Oh, it's kind of high, but I've lowered it. I've lost some weight.
There's something I can recommend to lower your blood pressure naturally.
Okay.
There's two things that are called 2-catecholamines. It's called L-arginine and taurine. Then these two will lower your blood pressure. There's also another natural product that is called blood pressure support. That is absolutely terrific because it's based on hawthorn. Hawthorn is a plant that naturally lowers your blood pressure. If you take one of that, you don't have to depend on medication. Are you taking medication for blood pressure?
I am.
Okay. What are you taking?
Oh, Virostatin.
Uh-huh.
I think just that.
And only
in the
that?
Morning, Virostatin is called, or Virostatin.
Okay.
That's the name of it.
Is there something else you take?
Just a lot of
because you vitamins. Usually we take alpha blocker or beta blocker. It depends, you know, on the systolic, dystolic. So the doctor will evaluate. How is your heart?
Oh, that's good.
That's good. So good. So it's only the pressure that goes high. How high it goes?
You know, it's been better, but I took it this morning. It was like 167 over 85 or something.
So that's high. 167,
yeah.
You know, that's high. And 87 is also relatively high.
Yeah.
Not dangerously high, but that's high under the circumstance. Please, Dan, let me help you with this. You know, I went to Cornell College for this, so I have a degree in a medical school. But I'm a firm believer that naturally we can treat ourselves. Write me an email. I'll send you what to take. I offer you a free session and guidance to treat you without any kind of medication, or at least don't interrupt what you're taking, though I'm not convinced you're taking the right stuff. And if I were your doctor, I'll put you on something else that will regulate edarbiclor. I'll put you on that medication.
Okay.
I personally put you on 20 milligram of edarbiclor to regulate your blood pressure. I suspect something without doing any blood work or anything, but I suspect intuitively, I go by my intuition, I feel something on your left kidney that might cause your blood pressure, it's not your heart. But before anything else, I'll put you on some natural stuff that will bring your blood pressure to 120 over 75. And you will feel terrific.
I'm going to take my blood pressure after I get on the phone with you. Yeah.
But let me help you. Let me help you. I know so much stuff that can really be helpful. And there's no side effects. And you can't go wrong. Not going to cause anything wrong. Only can help your blood pressure. So write me an email, Carmen Harreira. Well, let's talk when you have like 10, 15 minutes. I'll send you pictures what I want you to take. You find them anywhere. You take them, and then within a week, you tell me how you feel after taking them. And I promise you, I take full responsibility. There's no side effects.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay,
I
my
read
dear
the book,
Dan. Thank you
committed.
So much
Loved
for
it.
Calling. Sorry?
Thank you. I read the book.
Thank you for calling
committed.
My show. But
I'm
if you
back.
Trust
Thank
me, you.
You
know I am here to help.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Okay, my dear. Thank you for calling me.
Have a great night.
Thank you. I'm going to go to, I think I have Susan. Hi, my Susan.
Hi, Carmen. Are you there?
I'm here. Hi, my lovely Susan. How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm excited to bring this topic to you guys tonight and speak about the divine world that we need to bring in our daily, you know, life, that we're so dominated by this man-made laws. So how's everything with you, my beautiful Susan?
They're okay. I had some little challenges for my dad, that building that's getting built, but we're working through that. But I had this dream last night that
Tell me.
I kept climbing out of things, but there was sand, and the sand kept falling out. And I don't know if that was part of this issue for my dad, because this building they want to build is in a landslide area, or if it was just everything that's been going on the last year with this project and the stress from it, and maybe trying to process
the stress for it. But the dream has something positive. It's a positive aspect into it. I mean, I like the climbing, regardless of anything else, you know. In other words, you're going to break through this. In spite of all the opposition, in spite of the challenge, in spite of everything bad that is happening here, I really believe that you're going to break through all of this.
Okay, because everything kept falling out from under me every time I tried to get away from it, and it just kept collapsing. So I'm just
it kept collapsing,
going.
But you were still on top of it. No, you didn't fall underneath, no?
No, I was still on top of it. You're right.
Yeah, so that's what matters. So whatever happened underneath, it almost like the symbol of it is like the problems are going down. They're not your problems anymore. You might be able to release, to liberate yourself from this.
Yeah, okay. And then, I think just going forward, I've always kind of operated on a higher consciousness. And I can have a good, intuition about people. So I joined the Ascending Hearts dating site, but it's been a little slow there. And my work
really well. Well, hello, people at Home Time Radio. You can listen what she has to say, because you guys, you know about the site. The site is phenomenal, Susan. Why is it slow? Yeah.
I don't know, and that's okay, but my job is kind of slow too, so I'm just kind of curious if you have any insight into my future for...
Well, I think with your job, I have a feeling of a change. What is the month and the day of your birth?
10/29/66.
You know what's going on. So happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
I wish you the best year ever. But you come into an end of a life cycle, so it may take a bit of while for you to see a major change, but I think you're going to see an enormous transformation in your career. It's very possible that you're going to have a fresh new start, but only somewhere next year. So it's not going to happen right now. Will take a bit of time, but then I think you're going to embark on a new career. Have you thought of that?
Yeah, I've been looking to sell my house and move closer to where my father is.
That's a brilliant idea. Make sure if you sell your house right now, is the house on the market?
Not yet, but it's close.
Okay, you better put a house on the market before your birthday, because if you put your house on the market after your birthday, you put it in the wrong timing. Because you entered the year 9, so according to calculation, that is not really helping you that much. So if you want to move fast, then put the house on the market immediately, and then you will be able to sell it the right way.
Uh-huh.
Can you listen to me?
Yes.
Because I know exactly what I'm telling you. I know exactly what I'm suggesting here.
Okay.
It's very, very powerful message. Make sure you put the house on the market before your birthday, because you're in a karmic year 8, which brings you money. If you put it on a year 9, that's not going to sell the way you want. That's going to cause a blockage and an opposition. It's all timing in our life. Everything is time.
Mm-hmm. So I wanted to start my own business too, if I could sell it for what I want to get for it. And that is kind of the new career kind of thing, you know.
If you want to start your own business, that's brilliant. Your best time to start your business is somewhere the second, third part of the next year. You will need a little bit of time to prepare yourself for the next business, but that's going to happen.
Okay. So you do see some career change, though, for me.
Major career change, and all for better, all for better. Extremely well for you.
Okay, thank you, Carmen.
Oh, I love you, my dear friend. And call anytime and let me know. But happy birthday. Put Susan your house on the market ASAP, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, my love. And I think I can go to a short break. I know it's kind of towards the end of the show, and then I'm going to summarize the show for you guys. But If I can take a, if I can go to the commercial right now, I'll do.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
And I'm back to the show. At the very end of the show, I decided to, as I promised, just to go a little bit through the laws of the universe to show you how the universe works and how significant it is to implement some of these laws on a daily life. The first law is the law of totality. Like, the law of the totality is that ego is the awareness of one's separateness and one's need to survive as a creature on this earth. So the ego's concern is not divinity, but individual survival, individual power. So when you only experience your ego rather than your connection to the divine, you are unable to experience grace. And grace is a state of beauty and serenity, and a state of loving and feeling love. So that's why people are in denial about how little control they have over faith. You know, generally because they are living in fear, you know, of their survival, and they focus on their own ego. They focus on power, on influence, on reputation. So it's so significant to focus on God and on grace. The second law is the law of karma. Now, negative karma creates suffering, and the purpose of karma is not to punish us from the mistake by creating suffering, but to provide justice and bring us to a higher state of being. As a justice system, it works for better than our own man-made laws. When it comes to right and wrongs, no amount of laws, lawyer, judges, or prison can ever accomplish what karma can achieve in terms of justice, peace, and ultimately freedom from all suffering. If we judge ourselves negatively or judge others as bad or evil, it doesn't help us to resolve karma. It causes us to create even more negative, because karma is your action, your thoughts, your intention. To align yourself with the law of karma, you need to be non-judgmental. So don't judge, don't blame anybody. You must have compassion for yourself and others to recognize that each of us has different lessons to learn, and we all learn at our own pace. So it's significant to understand this significant law, because this is the number law of spirituality. Another law is the law of wisdom, how significant it is to understand wisdom in life. God doesn't want us to suffer. We created suffering by choosing to live a mortal life and creating, as I said, negative karma that needs to be resolved, because negative karma means our negative action for centuries. So, by the way, there's personal karma, family karma, global karma. Look what the universe, look what our world is going through. The other law is the law of love. Free yourself from the suffering by aligning with the law of love. The moment you recognize you are speaking negatively or treating others disrespectfully, notice, you know, that you're in a state of anger and ego, you know, you will create negative actions. So nourish yourself with love through everyday actions. Stop yourself every day from feeling angry, vindictive, and recognize that your feelings are out of alignment with the divine laws. So I just went through some of the many laws that the universe has created. And I'm grateful for your time. I'm grateful for listening. And I'm Carmen Hara on Om Time Radio. I'll be back next week. Thank you guys for listening. Don't forget about my book, Committed, Finding Love and Loyalty to the Seven Archetypes. I'll see you next week. God bless you.